A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You're listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington. This is Live Talk. I am Kip Stobe.
And I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye, this Friday, September the 24th, 2020, broadcasting from my home in Washington, D.C., due to the COVID-19 pandemic.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about COVID-19 and President Emmerson Mnangagwa's speech at the United Nations General Assembly.
Back to health, the Ministry of Health reports that 8 people succumbed to COVID-19 in Zimbabwe yesterday and 330 tested positive for COVID-19. And COVID-19 has killed 4,600 people in the country since March last year when the pandemic started.
More than 3 million people have received their first dose of the COVID-19 vaccine and at least 2.2 million their second dose.
And looking at the bigger picture, there are 3,269 active COVID-19 cases in Zimbabwe. Almost 122,000 people have recovered from COVID-19 out of 129 and above who have contracted the disease since March last year.
In our top story of the day, we are discussing President Emmerson Mnangagwa's address at the United Nations General Assembly.
President Mnangagwa talked about the state of democracy in Zimbabwe, saying his country religiously follows the constitution and respects the rights of its citizens.
He also spoke about targeted sanctions and a United Nations special rapporteur set to visit the country next month to assess the impact of targeted sanctions.
So these are some of the issues that we will be discussing today, and we'll have some of those speech from the president's address, and we'll also have experts weighing in on what President Mnangagwa said at the United Nations.
The bomb is Rwanda Balinja Laberkona and on Zonke Zomhlaba SGNEO. I'm talking about Live Talk, Skruma Kuchineo. Okala in COVID-19, say one of the Kutukula Batawa 8, about COVID-19 is all. What's the about 330 abantu abahlolwe batholakala bele COVID-19. Xa sikhangela ke kususela nyakenye, uhlangothi lwezempilakahle luthi sokulabantu 129,000 asebahlolwa batholakala bele COVID-19, kwathi bayi 122,000 abantu sebaphepha kumkhuhlane lo. Abantu abafika 4,600 sebabulawa COVID-19. Kwesokusithi ke asebejove ijekiseni yokuqala bafika 3 million, kuzobuya asebejove esibili 2.2 million. Sakhuluma ke ngakhonoku ke okwethule uMnangagwa United Nations General Assembly izolo. Abakhulume khona ngezithezo zenoto ezafakelwa inkokheli yebandla leZANU-PF nokunye. Ye, kunjalo ke Mavela, siyaphambili.
Athi nokuchingamidza ine mufaro pano pachirongwa chedu musi wechishanu September 24, 2021. Nhasi tichange tiri kutarisa isu pamusoro pedenda rechirwere checovid-19. Tichitarisa zvakare zvakabuda kumusangano weUnited Nations uchiri kuenderera mberi muzuva ranhasi. Asi nezuro takaona mutungamiri wenyika vaEmmerson Mnangagwa vachitaura pamusangano uyu, saka tichange tiri kuzeya kuti zvavakataura ndizvo here zviri kuitika munyika uyezve kuti zvii zviri kutaurawo vamwe vanyarikani vedu pamusoro pezvakataurwa navaMnangagwa. Tombodzokera panyaya yezveutano. Tinoona kuti bazi rezveutano rinotaura iro kuti pane vanhu 8 vakawanikwa ivo vachishaya kubva kudenda recovid-19 nezuro. Uyezve parizino pane vanhu 330 vawanikwa ivo vachibatwa nechirwere ichi checovid-19 nezuro wakare iwoyo. Totarira vanhu vashaya kubva kudenda iri recovid-19 kubva parakatanga muna March gore rapfuura vasvika ivo pa4,600 munyika. Totarisa zvakare panyaya yekubayiwa kwenhomba dzecovid-19 munyika pari zvino, vanhu vanosvika ivo 3 million vawanikwa ivo vachibayiwa nhomba iyi. Totarisa kuti nyika iri kuti iyo inofanira kubaya vanhu nhomba vanosvika ivo 10 million kuti nyika iwane yavanoti herd immunity, kuitira kuti chirwere ichi chisawanikwe chichiramba chichipararira munyika. Uyezve kuti kana munhu akazobatwa nacho chirwere ichi haazowanikirwa iye achirasikirwa neupenyu. todzokera panyaya dzezve matongerwo enyika tichitarisa isu zvatakaona zvichibuda kubva kumusangano mukuru we United Nations uri kuitwa Paris zvino asi nezuro takaona vamunangagwa vachitaura ivo pamusoro peutongi hwejeshetere vachiti muZimbabwe vanhu vanowanikwa ivo hurumende yavo vachiti iri kuwanikwa iyo ichiremekedza kodzero dzevanhu vakataura zvakare kuti pachange pane nhumwa ichange iri kuenda kuZimbabwe ichinoona kuti zvirango zvakatemerwa nyika yeZimbabwe zviri kubata sei mhuri yeZimbabwe kana kuti nyika yeZimbabwe. Ndikaiti mbonzwa kubva kuna vamunangagwa apo vakawanikwa ivo vachitaura kumusangano uyu weUnited Nations nezuro uko vasina kukwanisa kuenda asi vakataura vari padande mutande sezvo kutaura kwakaita hurumende vakati ivo vamunangagwa vanga vasiri kuenda pamusoro pedenda rechirwere checovid-19 asi vakapa ivo maonero avo padande mutande rikaitinzwe kuti vaiti chii.
Allow me, Mr. President, to congratulate the United Nations Secretary General, Mr. Antonio Guterres, on his election for a second term. My country stands ready to work closely with him and other member states to achieve our shared goal of a better life for all. The 76th session is convening against the backdrop of the persistent COVID-19 pandemic. However, all hope is not lost. Drawing from the collective milestones achieved to date, enhanced multilateralism and the unity of purpose remain critical in mitigating this global health emergency. The hoarding and inequitable distribution with the resultant uneven vaccination patterns across the globe is not acceptable. Vaccine nationalism is self-defeating and contrary to the mantra that no one is safe until everyone is safe. Whether in the global north or south, rich or poor, old or young, all peoples of the world deserve access to vaccines. The pandemic has demonstrated the urgent need to build resilient economies and societies that are able to cope in times of shocks and hazards. The pandemic has necessitated the need for us to build back better and greener, to emerge stronger. The theme for the 76th session, and I quote, building resilience through hope to recover from COVID-19, rebuild sustainably, respond to the needs of the planet, respect the rights of people, and revitalize the United Nations, resonates well with the needs of the world at this juncture. Together, we can indeed conquer the challenges facing humanity and realize a sustainable future that leaves no one behind. We must restore dignity and hope, particularly for our women, youth, and the vulnerable, who look to us for inspiration and assurance that their well-being and future remains at the core of all our endeavors. Mr. President, this year's high-level meetings mark important dialogues at the heart of sustainable development in its three dimensions: the Biodiversity Summit and the second Global Sustainable Transport Conference, as well as the Nutrition for Growth Summit, all lined up this year, complement our efforts towards a healthy planet. Green energy is an enabler for building back better and is crucial to the direct achievement of SDGs, while playing a key role in mitigating climate change. The high-level dialogue on energy sets the stage for exploring viable, renewable, and green energy solutions. As we do so, let us link economic growth with the accelerated transition to net zero emission for a climate resilient future. My country and the parts of Southern African region continue to experience the devastating impacts of climate change, ranging from cyclone-induced floods, recurrent droughts, and shorter rain seasons, hotter summers, and the colder winters. This is in spite of the fact that our continent is the least polluter. COP26 in Glasgow must therefore be about action and the fulfillment of decisions of the past. In addition, concrete financial support is essential to combat climate change beyond mere rhetoric.
Ye loke unumzana Emerson Mnangagwa obekhuluma khonapha ke ukhuluma ngakhona ukuthi United Nations ukhuluma nje sithi uya congratulate ukutareza ukuthi ukhethiwe ukuthi ke abe nguye okhokela ke United Nations njalo nokuthi ke xa ukhangelwa ama Jackson ukuthi maningi kakhulu ama Jackson angani agciniwe ngamazwe atshiyeneyo so ukuthi khona kuyamhlupha kakhulu waphinda njalo ngokukhuluma ngokuthi i-COVID ingani ithwalise nzima ilizwe leZimbabwe njalo ufisa ukuthi-ke kulungiselelwe konke okuhambelana labesifazana kanye labasakhulayo futhi ngoba kukhanya simele kusobala ukuthi laba ngabantu okumele banakekelwe kakhulu ngabantu beZimbabwe phinde wakhuluma njalo-ke ngokuthi kumele kube lokukhulumisana kumele kube lokusebenza kadalala kwezethu kube lalokho kuthiwa i-green energy kwele Zimbabwe. Kuthi-ke lokhu yikho kungenza ukuthi ilizwe leZimbabwe lenelise ukufinyelela ama-sustainable development goals njalo lokuthi bengunqabelwe ukuthumala komkhathi lezinto ezinjalo. Kuthi-ke leZimbabwe lijale ukuba lokoma okumangalisayo njalo uthi nxa sekhangela kulezi nsuku sesisifitshane kakhulu isikhathi lapho abantu abalima khona njalo ngesikhathi sesama sesisifitshane futhi kodwa sokugodola okunye okumangalisayo kulezi nsuku sophinde wathi-ke bakumele-ke leZimbabwe lithole khonokhu-ke ukuncedwa ngemali kunjalo-ke mabulazi
aiwa apho tanga tiri kunzwa mutungamiri wenyika vaEmerson Mnangagwa vachitaura ivo pamberi peUnited Nations kunyange vanga vari kutaura havo vari padandemutande vari kuZimbabwe musangano uyu uri kuitwa ivo kuguta renew york taona vachitaura zvizhinji vanga vari kutaura ivo nyaya yemamiriro ekunze vachitaura ivo kuti nyika dzakadai seZimbabwe dzinowanikwa idzo dzichifara kuti zvinhu zviinge zvakanaka panyaya dzemamiriro ekunze nekuti kune dzimwe nyika dziri kuwanikwa idzo dzichiita zvinhu zvinoita kuti mamiriro ekunze asamire zvakanaka uyezve vari kuti pane musangano mukuru uchaitwa munguva inotevera saka vari kuda kuona kuti zvii zvichazewa pamisangano iyoyi tanzwa zvakare vachitaura panyaya yemagoals avari kutaura iwo kuti akatarwa neiyo United Nations kuti vachange vari kuona kuti zviga izvi vari kukwanisa here kunge vazvisvika senyika yeZimbabwe ndokutaura kwavanga vari kuita vakataura mamiriro akaita zvakare nyaya yekodzero vachiti ivo vanowanikwa vachiremekedza kodzero dzemadzimai nekodzero dzevamwe vese vemuZimbabwe asi zvizhinji zvataona vachizeya pamusoro penyaya yemamiriro akaita zvino munyika yeZimbabwe taona zvakare vachitaura vakanangana nemutungamiri weUnited Nations vaGuterres vachitaurawo vachiti vari kuita basa rakanaka pari zvino mumabatiro avari kuita sangano iro reUnited Nations regaitinzwe zvakare kubva kwavari.
The 2030 agenda remains our shared roadmap to achieve the future we all want. For us in Zimbabwe, eradicating poverty and eliminating hunger remains a top priority. Climate change and resultant erratic weather patterns, growing populations, coupled with the effects of the pandemic on food supply chains, demand a shift from our traditional food production, processing, distribution, and consumption patterns. My government has established a firm foundation for sustained food production through the land distribution program, as well as increased support for communal and smallholder farmers. This has led to broader and sustainable home incomes for the majority of people living in rural areas, who now contribute to the increased levels of household and national food and nutrition security. The United Nations Food Systems Summit provides a welcome platform for new actions, innovative solutions, and the plans to deliver progress across all of the SDGs and the Paris Agreement. Mr. President, Zimbabwe launched Vision 2030, aimed at improving the lives of our people while sustainably managing the environment and ensuring that no one is left behind. The pursuit of this inclusive and transformative vision has seen the creation of more decent jobs, reduction of inequalities, and access to quality social services, expanded new economic opportunities for all citizens are yielding positive results across all sectors of the economy. The multi-pronged reforms we are undertaking have seen us being one of the fastest movers in the World Bank Easy of Doing Business Index. Zimbabwe presented the second voluntary national review during the July 2021 high-level political forum. Remarkable progress has been registered towards universal health coverage and the creation of a competence-based education system which involves innovation for a knowledge-driven economy. Higher agricultural production and productivity through improved land and water utilization, as well as the adoption of climate-smart agriculture, is being promoted. The voluntary national review further highlighted progress made in supporting productive employment, decent work, and the formalization of the informal sector.
Loke umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa ekhuluma khona ngale United Nations General Assembly okuthi akhuluma ngakho khonapho-ke 2030 i-agenda ekhuluma-ke khonapho ukuthi kumele ukuthi kungabi le ndlala ngesikhathi seleso kufika-ke ku-2030. Uphinde wakhuluma njalo ngokuthi kumele abantu begabanise ukusebenza kwabo ikakhulu nxa kukhangelwa ezokudla. So phinde wakhuluma-ke ngezomhlabathi ukuthi ilizwe leZimbabwe liyasekela kakhulu ukuthi abantu baphiwe umhlabathi, njalo selisekela kakhulu abalimi abajiyeneyo xa kukhangelwa-ke lokhu kuthiwa yi-sustainable development emakhaya, ukwenzela ukuthi abantu babe nemali ezikhwameni njalo behlale belokudla. Uphinde nje wakhuluma ngokuthi-ke kukhanya ngani i-Vision 2030 leyi izayenza ukuthi abantu babe lenhlalakahle. Umongameli uphinde wakhuluma ngokuthi sebe-create imisebenzi kweZimbabwe njalo baformalize i-informal sector so singazi ukuthi khonapho abantu bakuthini ngakho mabulas njengoba kukhanya ngazani abanye abantu bathi a-a nangabele kakhulumanga kuhle khonapho
aiwa apo tanga tirikunzwa mutungamiri wenyika vaemarson munangagwa apo vanga vari kutaura nezero United Nations vachitsinira ivo kuti hurumende yavo iri kuita iyo yavari kuti vision 2030 vari kuti pasi pechirongwa ichochi pari kuwanikwa ivo vachishanda kuitira kuti vari kumaruva vawane kudya kwakanaka pasi pechirongwa chepfumvudza nezvimwewo zvirongwa vakataura zvakare kuti vari kuona ivo kuti pari zvino pasi pehurumende yavo paakuwanikwa mabasa izvo zvingangorambwawo nevamwe nekuti vataura ivo kuti vari kuedza kuti avo vanotengesera mumigwagwa mabasa avanoita awanikwe ivo achizoita kuti aite formal sector vakataura zvakare kuti ukama hwavo nebhanga guru remuno muamerica reworld bank pari zvino rwakanaka chaizvo uyezve zimbabwe yakatotaurwa iyo kuti iri kuita zvinodiwa neworld bank panyaya yekugudzorera mari nezvimwewo zvayakakwereta saka ndo zvimwe zvezvinhu zvavakataura nezuro asi tichange tiri kuzeya nevanyarikani vedu tichinzwa kuti ndo zviri kuitika here izvi yavakataura zvakare panyaya yemamiriro ekunze nenyaya yekuti pari zvino hurumende yavo iri kuda kuti pasave nenzara nyanya kuvanhu vari kumamisha regai tinzwe vachienderera mberi
allow me mr president to congratulate the united nations secretary general mr
oh sorry I think we are repeating this one so we have to take it off and then put the right one marvelous let's check it out maybe this one
the 2030 agenda.
Yeah, I think we have got a slight challenge. We are going to fix it right now. Let's wait for another video of the president. I think this one will make it.
My administration continues to entrench democracy, constitutionalism, and rule of law through sound legislation as well as fair and impartial administration of justice. This is indicative of our strides to achieve sustainable development by 2030. We remain available to share experiences for mutual benefit. My government recognizes and applauds the complementary role that the private sector, development partners, civil society, organizations and other stakeholders play in the realization of SDGs in Zimbabwe. In speaking of challenges faced in achieving SDGs, the COVID-19 pandemic has increased the vulnerability of our economy, which is already crippled by the adverse effects of unilateral illegal sanctions imposed on my country. Sanctions have further questioned our capacity to respond to the pandemic for the good of our citizens. I'm pleased to highlight that my government has approved the visit in October 2021 to Zimbabwe by the United Nations Special Rapporteur on the negative impact of the unilateral coercive measures on the enjoyment of human rights. This will afford the Special Rapporteur an opportunity to witness firsthand the devastating impact of these illegal sanctions on my country. We reiterate our call for the urgent and conditional removal of these illegal sanctions. Zimbabwe remains grateful to the SADC region, the African Union, and other progressive nations who continue to stand with us and add their voices to the call for the unconditional removal of these unwarranted and unjustified illegal sanctions. We are committed to engagement and re-engagement and peaceful coexistence and to be a friend to all and an enemy to none, as we build equal partnerships for win-win cooperation and a common future.
Well, the president is talking about democracy in Zimbabwe. He says there's plenty of democracy in the Southern African nation. So he says this administration continues to entrench in democracy. Njalo balandela isekelo sombuso welizwe. Njalo kabemphuli ilungelo kaZulu. So uphinde wathi ke kulama sanctions ona lawa kube ngithi isithetho zenoto ezingani sezibhidliza ilizwe leZimbabwe. Njalo kulomuntu ozavela ku-United Nations obizwa ngokuthiwa i-special rapporteur okhangelele ukuthi ngenyanga ezayo uzakuthelela kweleZimbabwe. Lapho-ke okhangelele ukuthi uzakhangela okwenziwa izithetho zenoto. Ukuthi kulomona omangalisayo owenziwa izithetho zenoto. Kodwa-ke uphinde wancoma i-SADC, wancoma njalo le-AU ukuthi bajale ukusekela eleZimbabwe. Ukuthi bazimisele-ke mavela suke ukuthi basebenzele abantu bonke emhlabeni wonke jikelele ukwenzela ukuthi wonke kuhambe ngonanzelelo njalo kahle kweleZimbabwe. Kunjalo.
Aiwa, apo tiri kunzwa mutungamiri wenyika vachitaura kuUnited Nations vanga vari kuti muZimbabwe mune utongi hwejechetere uyezve vakataura ivo vachiti zvinhu zvakamira zvakanaka munyika iyoyo, hapana vanhu vari kudzvinyirirwa uyezve sekutaura kwataita tanga tiri kuteerera apo. Asi tichange tiri kunzwa kubva kune vanyarikani vedu kuti ndizvo here zviri kuitika munyika yeZimbabwe pari zvino sekutaura kwanga kuri kuita vamunangagwa.
Yeah, we've got our first guest, and that is Mr. Tawanda Tsokora, who is here in USA. Welcome to the program, Mr. Tsokora. Thank you very much. So your brief reaction to what the president is saying from, climate change to other issues.
Yes, I think millions of Zimbabweans will agree with me that the Mr. Mnangagwa's speech falls short of the people's expectations. I think where we are in Zimbabwe right now, we have to move away from mere rhetoric to action, to implementing the things that we talk about. As long as we do not implement what we say, what we discuss at these international forums, then Zimbabwe will continue to be in the doldrums of poverty, where most Zimbabweans are right now. I want to first of all talk about the issue of the United Nations Special Rapporteur, which Mr. Mnangagwa referred to, and he said that he was going to invite him next year to Zimbabwe. We remember, all of us here, that the United Nations Special Rapporteur came to Zimbabwe last year, and he made his recommendations. And the United Nations Rapporteur said that Zimbabwe was suffering from serious human rights abuse record. And he urged Mr. Mnangagwa to work on that. So we expected this time around, Mr. Mnangagwa to be talking about how he is going to make sure that Zimbabwe's human rights record improves. He did not address that. I know when the special rapporteur comes next year and he says that the human rights records of Zimbabwe have not improved, you will not agree, just like he did not agree with the same rapporteur when he came last year. We also expected as Zimbabweans that Mr. Mnangagwa was going to address the fundamental issues that are affecting Zimbabwe right now, especially the issue of tolerance. We expected him to come out, large and loud, saying that he's going to have zero tolerance to corruption, because we know that Zimbabwe is losing, he has lost to debt $80 billion. To corruption, but there was no commitment from him that ensures that there will be no corruption in Zimbabwe. And then we also expected him to talk about the relationship of the government and all the stakeholders in Zimbabwe, civic society, that the government is terrorizing. We all know that the government is going after civic society organizations right now. They want to ban them. And we all know that the government is going after political parties. They are trying to destroy the biggest political party in Zimbabwe, the MDC Alliance, and that is, in the public domain. We also expected Mr. Mnangagwa to address the issue of free, fair, and credible elections. And he did not go that far in that with regards to that. Having free, fair, and credible elections means we should be having, you know, electoral reforms by now. He said it last year, he said it when he came in, that he was going to ensure that there are electoral reforms. But to date, Mr. Mnangagwa has not enacted not even one electoral reform, which means come 2023, we'll still be having the same unfair and level electoral playing field. And that those are things that we as Zimbabweans expected. He also said that Zimbabweans are happy with what is happening in Zimbabwe. If Zimbabweans are so much happy, you saw it yourself. There were hundreds of Zimbabweans that gathered at the United Nations where Mr. Mnangagwa was supposed to be physically. Those people are disgruntled. Those people want their democratic right to vote as Zimbabweans. Those people are tired of sending money to Zimbabwe. Those people are seeing their people being arrested, their relatives, their leaders being arrested arbitrarily every day. And those are issues that we expected Mr. Mnangagwa to address. Mm. But his speech, unfortunately, fell, you know, well short of that.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much, Marvelous.
Regeti mbonzwa maonero enyu zvakataurwa navamunangagwa nezuro. Tinoona kuti imi manga muri ku United Nations ikoko nemuswe mugovera. Munogona kutiudzo zvakare kuti makakwanisa here kuonana nevehurumende kana vekuembassy yekuye ikoko ku New York kana kuti zvakamira sei panyaya iyoyo. Asi tombotanga nenyaya yezvakataurwa navamunangagwa nezuro.
Tichitarisa takateerera zvakataurwa navamunangagwa, asi hapana chatanzwa chinoratidza kuti vamunangagwa vari kuchinja unhu hwavo nemaitiro avo, nekuti havana kugadzirisa kana kutaura pamusoro pezvinhu zviri kukanganisa runyararo muZimbabwe. Runyararo muZimbabwe harureve kuti hondo, kunogona kunge kusina hondo muZimbabwe, asi vana veZimbabwe vasiri kufara. Zvinhu zviri kunetsa muZimbabwe zvikurusa zvataitarisira kuti vanotaritaura nezvazvo inyaya yeuori. Haina kugadziriswa nyaya iyoyo, inofanira kuti igadziriswe kana Zimbabwe ichifanira kufambira mberi. Totarisawo nyaya yekodzero dzavanhu dzavari kutaura iwo ipapa kuti dziriko, asi tiri kuona kuti isusu mapoka ematongerwo enyika ari kushungurudzwa zvakanyanyisa. Hakuna muSouthern Africa nemuAfrica mese nyika inoshungurudza vamwe vanhu vanopikisa kana vanhu vemapato kana kuti vanhu vaya vanoda kumirira kodzero dzevanhu, macivic organizations. Hakuna kwaanoshungurudzwa kupfuura muZimbabwe. Asi wonzwa vachitaura kuti vana veZimbabwe vari kufara nezviri kuitika muZimbabwe maererano nemahuman rights. Hakutorina mahuman rights muZimbabwe. Umbowo hwacho ndohwevanhu 5 million vari kunze kweZimbabwe vari kutiza zviri kuitika muZimbabwe, kushungurudzwa kwavanoitwa navaEmerson Mnangagwa. Totarisawo zvakare kuti havana chavataura pamusoro pekuti muZimbabwe muchaitwa sarudzo dzisina vanozopopotedzana pambera. Tinoona kuti makore ese muZimbabwe panongoitika sarudzo dzinobirwa, vanhu vopedzisira vaakuendesana kumatare edzimhosva, vanhu vopedzisira vaakutatsurana nekuti sarudzo dzinenge dzisina kufamba zvakanaka. Vanofanira kuti vagadzirise zvinhu zvifambe zvakanaka maererano nemaelections. Totarisawo kutambura kuri kuita vanhu chaiko. Tanzwa vamunangagwa vachitaura ivo kuti vari kuda kuti vanhu vese vange vachidya vachiguta, yavanoti poverty reduction. Asi tinoona kuti hurumende imwe chete iyoyo ndiyo iri kuenda ichinopaza zvinhu kuchitungwisa, ichinopaza zvinhu zvinotengesera vanhu vari mumbare muyamwe. Hurumende inoda vanhu, ine rudo nevanhu. Tinotarisira kuti inotanga yavaka nemari dzainenge ichipiwa neUnited Nations nemazimari ese ari kupinda muZimbabwe, yovakira vanhu pekuti vanotengesera, yozoenda yonopaza. Asi apa tiri kuona vari kupaza vachisiya madzimai, vachisiya vana vasikana vanga vachirarama nekutengesa vasina kana pekutengesera. Saka chavari kutaura kuti vari kuda kuti by 2030 kunge kwaane vanhu vese vange vaane upfumi hwakanaka vachirarama zvakanaka. Zvinobva nepi? Zvinowanikwa kupi? Ivo vachipaza zvishoma zvacho zviri kuita kuti vana veZimbabwe vararame, nekuti tazviona vari kubvuma kuti ivo mabasa hamuna muZimbabwe. ndosaka vakuenda kune avanoti self-help projects anoitwa nevanhu vari kuenda vachinovapazira zvakare zvinhu zvakadaro izvozvo saka tinoona kuti zvavari kutaura hazisi kuenderana nezviri kuitika paground.
Thank you very much. Let's hear from Dan Moyo. He actually sent us an audio.
Ispeech yesinike zwe mu Emmerson Mnangagwa United Nations siyadaniswa kakhulu ngoba asitshengisi isifiso se-government yakhe ukubana bangenise utshintsho oluzothuthukisa ilizwe leZimbabwe. Esikubonayo nje ispeech esi-rehearsed esinga-adresiyo ama-concerns awelizwe. Ma kuyukuthi u-ED uzimisele ukuthi aziwe into ayikhulumayo njalo athole i-support kwamanye amazwe. I think kuqakathekile ukuthi ma ethola ithuba elifana laleli elokuthi ashowcase akwenzayo ekhaya. Abe clear kwispeech sakhe afocuse on i-progress ayenzayo ekuthuthukiseni isimo sempilo zabantu eZimbabwe. Siyazi ukuthi inkinga i-problem yeZimbabwe yikuthi i-problem e-legitimacy yokungavumelani kwamaphathi ngendlela ama-election aphathwa ngakhona i-issue yama-human rights violations i-issue yokunciphisa i-democratic space eZimbabwe ama-electoral reforms ama-media reforms ukuvumela i-diaspora vote konke lokhu lezo yizo izinto ezikhangelelwe ngamanye amazwe ukuthi ngabe ziyenziwa eZimbabwe ezitshengisa ukuthi sekulesifiso sokuthi kube lo tshintsho lwamampela empilweni zabantu.
Yes, that is Dan Moyo is saying that the president could have done much better than what he did. He's saying that he didn't even touch the issue of the diaspora vote, and that is exactly what people are demanding here in the USA and other countries. So he's saying people want to vote in national elections, but there isn't none. There's nothing that has been done by the government. So that was Dan Moyo there. So let's listen again what Mnangagwa is saying about other issues.
The state of global peace and security is a cause for concern. Terrorism, illicit flow of small arms and light weapons, transnational organized crime, cyber crime, and illicit financial flows, among other aspects, continue to impede our march towards the realization of sustainable peace, security, and stability. The recent acts of terrorism in our SADC region are constant reminders of our vulnerability to this scourge, which has become one of Africa's greatest security threats. African nations need to be capacitated to effectively counter this threat, along with the Continental Flagship Program on, and I quote, silencing the guns through African solutions for African problems, end of quote. As we commemorate the International Day for the Total Elimination of Nuclear Weapons during this high-level week, let us be mindful of the need to build trust based on international law to realize the shared goal of a world free of nuclear weapons. We remain alarmed by the global rise in racial tensions, violence, and hate crimes. 20 years after the Durban Declaration, and a program of action, the socio-economic and political structures that encourage, promote, and justify racism, racial discrimination, xenophobia, and the related intolerances must be torn down. The recent adoption of the resolution establishing the permanent forum of people of African descent is commendable. The forum must inspire all of us to build a world which harnesses our racial diversities for global peace, harmony, and sustainable development. Respecting and upholding human rights is the obligation of all states as enshrined in the Charter of the United Nations. Equally, self-determination and independence are fundamental rights that should be enjoyed by all peoples. We therefore call for the full implementation of United Nations resolutions to end all forms of colonialism and occupation. Mr. President, based on the principles of sovereign equality and independence of states, the United Nations organization must be fair, just, and anchored on multilateralism, inclusivity, and transparency to best serve the collective interests of all members. The reform of the Security Council must be expedited. Equally, my country supports the ongoing efforts to revitalize the General Assembly. The encroachment by other United Nations organs on the mandate and competence of the General Assembly is of concern. Finally, the increased challenges facing the world today call for a stronger solidarity and a renewed commitment to strengthen multilateralism as a viable mechanism for achieving and maintaining peace, security, equality, justice, and sustainable economic development, and the protection of our environment. I thank you.
Now, ngumongameli lapho ke ukhuluma ke ngokuningi khonoko ke United Nations siyamuzwa akulabanye abamtshayela izandla kodwa bekhuluma ikakhulu ngalokho ukuthi ngamele cacha ukuthi ke athwalise nzima ilizwe leZimbabwe. So sifuna ukuzwa ngani ke ukuthi ithini ngakho konke lokhu. I think we are joined by our second guest, and that is Dr. Simba Mavaza of ZANU PF. Mr. Mavaza, welcome to the program, sir.
Welcome, viewers and Mav. I'm just going up to a clearer place than where I was sitting.
Okay, no, that's fine. So we'll wait for you until you join so that we can actually cue you in. Are you still there? Unfortunately, I cannot see you. Can you cut and rejoin, please? All right, thank you so much. So marvelous. We're trying to bring in Mr. Mavaza. He is coming very shortly. You know, he was about to speak here and he got cut off. I think it's because of the network. And he said he was getting to a better place where we can see his face and all these kind of things.
Mm-hmm.
So suppose he's going to join. Yes, so that was the president speaking. Mm-hmm.
Apo tanga tukunzwa mutungamiri wenyika vachitaura nyaya yevanopfurikidza mwero vachitaura kuti ino nyaya inowanikwa iyo iri kushaisa hope iyo hurumende yavo nevamo hurumende dziri muSouthern Africa. Asi apo tanga tiri kuda kunzwawo kubva kubato reZANU PF tabva takwanisa kutsikwa naDr. Masimba Mavaza vari pano vachitaura nesurrogate dzakango vakandira mubvunzo wekuti vamavaza munoona sei zvanga zviri kutaurwa nemutungamiri wenyika vamunangagwa nyanya panyaya yeutongi hwejekiseri nekuti vamwe vari kuti pane pamwe pavanenge varesva.
Thank you, Mav. Kana tikanga totarisisa kana kuteerera chaizvo matauriro anga ari kuitwa nemutungamiriri wenyika handisi kuona parezva. Chekutanga, ngatidzokerei kuZimbabwe tigotarisa nyika kuti mamiriro aita utongi wedhijitari asiyana zvikuru nezvazvanga zvakaita mudispensation yekutanga. Iko zvino izvi kwava nefreedom yakanyanyisa yakawandisa. Vanhu vanongopopota kana kutsukirira kana kuita mademonstrations avo vachingorestrainwa here and there. Hatina maprisoners, mapolitical prisoners vari mustocks unless kana ari a politician ane criminal offense haasi a political prisoner. And you can see kuti since vamunangagwa came into power a lot of prison doors were opened and people were given freedom. The freedom space was actually opened and Zimbabwe is enjoying the most freedom of speech, freedom of everything than any other country in Southern Africa. And probably we are one of the best countries as far as Africa is concerned on our freedoms. Yes, we've got problems. Those who report our freedoms out there, they don't say it as it is. They lie. They vilify our police, they vilify our army, they vilify our nation. But the reality of the matter is we have improved very, very, very much in our human rights issues and in freedom. And the only government on earth which allows its opposition, even if they have lost, to come back with ideas in the form of Poland. Of course, tine mashoma shoma hedu shwindi dzakaramba kupinda mu Poland, but hurumende yakaedza nepainogona. Saka tikada kutarisa zvese zvataurwa nemutungamiriri wenyika nhasi, tinoona kuti yes, we have done great strides in democracy. Our democratic values have improved, have changed. And as I speak to you now, my opposition members are kungo joina my parties, are kungo form new parties. They are allowed. And look at Zimbabwe. We are far much better than countries like America and England, where they only three or four parties each. In America, only two. Zimbabwe opens. Are going to form a party. Are going to form a party. We are and come to people, and we see what happens in elections. And again, you have to see when you speak of democracy, President has said it very well. For the past, since independence, atinaku boskipa kana zuwa one of elections. Elections were done every 5 years, the constitution, and they're still being done on the same process, and even today. So we look at that, and the people are voting very free and fair. And the last elections were quite free and fair. The only problem, the other party did not agree to the result. But they did not say it was intimidated, what a row, what a uraiwa. They simply said it was pangeta biru apaguerenga, which is a different scenario when we are looking at what is called a democratic nation. So yes, Zimbabwe has really taken strides in improving its democratic space, and we want to thank that to give that a credit to the second dispensation and to the people of Zimbabwe who have accepted this as well. Yes, and I would say in conclusion to this answer, Marv, as you can see, people in Zimbabwe are allowed to demonstrate as long as they follow the procedures, as long as they have gone to the police and asked for demonstrations. And the police need to give them a right to do so when they are sure that people are protected. Because your rights ends exactly where my rights start. We need to make sure with the ethnic conflict and my rights, so we protect the property, protect other rights, and sometimes we find it is necessary with the society demonstration because the rights of others might not be protected. And all that I see, I see my democracy. Kune dzimwe nyika dzakaita sana America, dzakaita sei kuno ku England, vanhu vada kudemonstrate vanoudzwa road yekufamba, yekugumira, yekudemonstrate vari. And all the man no go areas. If they try to go, they are no rule and police. Because Zimbabwe is going to demonstrate they can go anywhere. They go to the president's office, they make petition, they move any road.
But, Mr. Mabaza, some people were actually shot, while they were demonstrating. How would you react to that?
No, that was 2018. And those people were not shot by the army, as the army had said. The official statement in the Yeguti, Wakapfurwa, we know that. Nani? We didn't come up with an answer.
But the Mutante Commission said specifically it was the army or state security agents.
Yes, and the army had explained clearly, but even those commission said so, but the reality of the matter is the things have gone out of hand. The situation had gone to another level. People were destroying shops, were beating up people, turning up cars, burning cars. The country was reduced to chaos. My traffic lights are Zurwa. Things were just bad.
Thank
it you. Needed a firmer hand to stop it in every country. In America, you can tell me what Trump did, how many people were killed, including police officers. This happens. Once in a while, when people get out of hand, these things happen, but it's not encouraged.
Okay, let's give a chance to Mr. Tsokora. Go ahead.
Dr. Mavaza, Muchke Mari, Ikae Mari. I like it that Koma Gibbs, you called him out, because it's not right for someone to come at a broadcaster like VOA and say lies in front of the people. It's not right. You saw it here in America when Fox News, you know, was interviewing a Trump official. That person was lying, and they cut him off. And that's exactly what should be done to people like Dr. Mavaza. It's not right for him to come here and say that there is democratic space in Zimbabwe, when we all know that every Zimbabwean right now you talk to, they are saying, you know, we were better off in Mugabe's era. And we know that Mugabe was worse. He was the devil, you know. But right now people are saying they would rather go back to the Mugabe era than to be under Emmerson Mnangagwa. Which democratic space is he talking about when Emmerson Mnangagwa announced his leadership, his presidency, that he had cheated by killing 6 people in broad daylight? We all saw the soldier who was, you know, with his AK-47 rifle, killing people in cold blood. We saw that. Even the Musande Commission, as Gibbs rightly pointed out, it alluded to that. And then we move on. In January 2018, the ZCTU organization and employee organization was demonstrating because fuel prices had just gone up. And every Zimbabwean has a democratic right to demonstrate because the fuel prices had just gone up. And over 23 people were killed. And over 60 people, women, were raped during that period. And it's there. And Mr. Mnangagwa was asked by an Italian journalist, and he pointed out all those things. And Mr. Mnangagwa responded by saying, "Can you bring me those 50 women that were raped?" That was his response. And then we fast forward. Hopo Ochumono and Jacob Ngarufume, why were they arrested? They were demonstrating against massive corruption in Zimbabwe. Corruption. Then they go in the streets and demonstrate, and they stayed in jail for 45 days for demonstrating against corruption. A young girl, 23 years of age, Namatai, was jailed for just questioning why the government was trying to change the constitution. She was staging a one-person demonstration. And then we have Dr. Mavaza coming here and saying that there is enough democracy and enough democratic space in Zimbabwe. It's pathetic. People like this should not be allowed to come here and say lies like this to the people of Zimbabwe. It's very, very unfair and very, very unfortunate to the victims of all those people that have been killed to death by the Mnangagwa regime.
And we've got Mr. Edwin, before you react, Mr. Mavaza. We've got Mr. Edwin Dovu. Let's hear what he's saying about the speech itself. Then we'll go to Mr. Mavaza.
We are Mangalisa, we are Danisa, Uti, Mungamelo, Zimbabwe, Mnangagwa, Lapa Kuluma Kona, Ukuluma, Esolama Sanctions, Gupela. Gala program of action, Alaya, Kuluma, Uti, Notwellis, Ofasa Galeo, Angaudun Sanjani, Leo Hulman de Wake. Wesibutho lebandla lakhe lezana uPF kawukhulumi lokho okwakho khuluma ama-sanctions kuphela. Ikanti ama-sanctions nalawo ngama-sanctions abazifakela wona ngokwehluleka kuhlonipha ilungelo loluntu. Ian Smith in his cut se Rhodesia, or fire my sanctions, got the economy as ye Rhodesia, a Pene saga, it dollar the Zimbabwe, Lali 1:2, let dollar le Meliga. So which instead of which my sanctions, Baba then Zilla, which Bangan Ovanjan. Go to a local Ramnanga, go sell a color now, go to a Enga or fair a process solution with the eye. Ebogambekela ama-sanctions kodwa sizanqoba ngalokhu lalokho. Ikho ama-sanctions kuyinto nje elula ukuthi ke ayiqede ke lo hulumende wakhe wesibutho ukuthi ahloniphe ilungelo loluntu, ahloniphe i-property rights, ahloniphe abantu babe lamalungelo abagcweleyo bavunyelwe ukuthi ba-associate kumbe babe lama-organizations yabo abafunayo. Uzabona nje phela nje njengongqwaqwane nxa ilanga selitshisa. Ikho ke angabi elokhu ememeze sithi ama-sanctions yena kungeyohluleka, uyazehlulekela ke nangokwakhe. Yabe le ndlela njengomongameli welizwe eyokuthi abone ukuthi ama-sanctions la anganqoba njani. Kambe nga ungubaba ungahlala ukhala usithi hayi i-economy nje lokhu kunje abantu abakhwehluleka ukuthi ubaselele badle, uyabo ngubaba onjani, ubaba ohlakaniphileyo, ubaba olomqondo olombono lanxa kukhona udubo labo lukhona uyazama indlela zonke ukuthi abone ukuthi imuli yakhe kayilambi kayifi ngendlala hathi lokho sikubona kusenzakala kwele Zimbabwe.
So that is Mr. Edwin Ndlovu of the MTC Alliance as well. So he's saying these targeted sanctions, Mr. Mabaza, are actually an imposition made by ZANU-PF itself on the people of Zimbabwe because they're violating fundamental rights and all those kind of things. So what's your reaction to what Mr. Tokora was saying? And just briefly, then we'll bring in Marvelous.
But actually, if you look at 2 points, all these true MDC people are confused. You can actually see how unreasonable MDC would be if they come to power. Imagine on this platform, Jokora wants people to be banned from talking the truth because he believes differently from the truth. You see, democracy allows you to talk even if you differ from your thoughts. And therefore, this type of government, which is going to be introduced by MDC, is seen in the mouth of Jokora, which comes up and say, ban people from this broadcast if they talk for ZANU-PF. That shows how dictatorial MDC would be. That's why MDC is breaking into so many parties, because they cannot stand for the truth. They cannot withhold the truth from themselves, from the other people. But however, let me not swim in the mud with pigs which love the mud. But the reality here is, yes, it is very sad that we have got people like the last speaker who still goes to hold on the past. ZANU-PF is a progressive party. We are moving forward. We are not in the past. Yes, Mnangagwa was not supposed to talk about how his government is going to tackle economical problems in Zimbabwe. That was not the platform. This is a world platform. We are talking about our involvement with all the democratic issues, which are world issues. Economical issues, they've got their platforms. And again, you can all agree with me that things have changed tremendously.
Thank you. I think we're out of time now. Marvelous. One last question, a short one, please.
Again, the Peva Jokora. Kuti munoona sei zviri kutaurwa naDr. Mabaza, ndinoona kuti pamboita pakutatsurana pakati penyu muri vaviri, asi mongoti muchidimbo mukupedzisa kuti moving forward zvii zvingaitike neZimbabwe pavanenge vari pamaplatform akadai kuUnited Nations.
10 seconds.
Tangai tichingotaura kuti kana vauya pano vaMabaza ngavaregere kunyepera vanhu, kunyepa zvinooneka. Ndo zvananga tichingotaura, nda kuti ngavaregedze kuuya, asi ngavaregedze kunyepera vanhu vachishandisa Broadcasting Corporation yakaita seVOA. Izvozvo hazvina kunaka. Uye nyaya yemasanctions yavari kutaura, Zimbabwe, ZANU-PF is the biggest sanction that the people of Zimbabwe have. They know what they have to do for those sanctions to go. The sanctions were enacted because of Zimbabwe's poor human rights record, because of neglection of people's property rights, and because of the massive corruption that is in Zimbabwe. They just need to stop those, and those sanctions will go tomorrow.
Sorry, we are out of time. We have to leave it there. We'll thank our guests this evening, Mr. Tawanda Tokora of the MTC Alliance. We wish to thank also Dr. Simba Mabaza of ZANU-PF. Signing off from Maryland, this is Gibbs Dube saying good night, Zimbabwe.
And I'm Marvelous Mhlanganya, who is saying a very good evening and happy weekend.
Thank you.